What's up, everyone? Welcome to Dropping Dimes, your 2 cents of basketball. My name is Rodrigo, but you can call me Rod. And sitting across me is my friend, part of the cast of this pod, and co-host of this show, Rafael. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. It's so warm here in Vancouver.
It is.
And I'm super happy because tomorrow I'm packing. Right now I'm packing because tomorrow I'm going to Boston, the mecca of basketball.
The most important city. That is not the mecca of basketball. No, God, no.
Mecca of basketball.
No, that's New York is the mecca of basketball.
No, that's where the most successful team of all time is located. The Boston Celtics.
If there's anyone out there that wants to be part of a podcast, just email me. I'm looking for a new co-host starting now. No, I'm just kidding. Rafael is shipping off to Boston tomorrow, just like in the song. But he'll be back next week for the show. First off, as always, thanks everyone that follows the show, that downloads our episodes. Really appreciate you guys. Shout out to everyone that listens to the show. As always, make sure that you contact us via email. If you want, you can always email me, rod@dropping-dimes.com or rafael@dropping-dimes.com. But make sure that you CC me if you contact Rafael via email. Or you can always follow us on social media, @dropping.dimes on Instagram. On Twitter, you can find us as dropping_dimes1. Or on Facebook, facebook.com/dropping.dimes. All right, we got a really good show today. I thought it was going to be one of those weeks where it's going to be a little bit lazy. And yeah, we got a couple of list topics to talk about, but it's going to be a good one. We're going to talk about Vince Carter. We're going to talk about the WNBA All-Star Games results. A topic that I'm excited about to talk about, Kevin Durant and CJ McCollum beef. That's going to be a good one. And we're going to talk a little bit about the resurgence of Puma, the brand, the sneakers brand. That's right. I'm sure everyone here has heard about them.
I mean, they've been around this whole time. It's just that they're coming back to basketball
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, I mean, they've been doing some great stuff in other areas, but now they're coming back to basketball. I think Clyde Drexler used to be a Puma athlete, right?
I don't know. I don't know. Clyde Drexler. But, I'll Google it in a second. Let's get started. Why don't we talk about Vince Carter going to the Hawks? It was confirmed this week that Vince Carter is leaving the Kings and going to the Hawks.
Are the Hawks now playing the Big Three?
No, they're not.
No?
Why do you want to send Vince Carter to the Big Three?
Well, because he's like a grandpa.
Every athlete that you don't want to see in the NBA, you're sending them to the Big Three.
It's different. Carmelo, I don't want to see him in the NBA because of how he behaves and the lack of passion and so on. And I think Vince Carter is because he's just too old now.
He ended up being a great veteran. And he's great to have around in the locker room. He's playing that mentor role that most veterans are supposed to play. But he's actually helping younger players to develop, telling them how to behave, how this whole show is run. So he's going to be a good addition to the Hawks on that sense. I don't know if he can help Trae Young in any way. Mm. Although it is funny, I don't know if you saw online that Vince Carter was drafted before Trae Young was even born.
That's crazy. But, I mean, I think he could be doing the same as an assistant coach now. He doesn't need to be a player. He no longer needs to be an active player in order to, you know, perform that role as well. I think he could be an assistant coach sitting next to the head coach. Like, for example, Sam Cassell, he played until...
He played for a long time.
Yeah, and he was quite old when he retired.
Yeah.
And as soon as he retired, he went straight to an assistant coach position.
Yeah.
And there's other examples as well, like Avery Johnson. He played for a long time. There's also case of players that never retire, like Andre Miller. I think he's still playing somewhere.
I think I saw him while he was playing hoops today, yes, playing somewhere.
Yes, he's probably playing in China. Or he's playing in, who knows, where? But Israel, it's Maccabi Tel Aviv.
It's interesting that, well, I don't know, maybe Vince Carter can make more money as a player than as an assistant coach. I don't know if it's his desire to be part of the bench and part of a team's. Yes?
He's already part of the bench.
No, I don't know. He gets some minutes here and there.
Yeah.
Last season, he played, I would argue, like anywhere between 12 to 15 minutes, and they're quality minutes. He'll give you like a good 8-10 points. I'm disappointed that he didn't go to the Raptors. We're clearly in the last years of Vince Carter, and I would hope that the Raptors would extend that contract. Just say like, hey, you started a career here. And we've seen that with other players where sometimes they sign that one-day contract just so they retire as members of that franchise.
But do you think they would like to do that? I mean, maybe the one-day contract thing, yes. But he clearly doesn't want to retire still. So I think maybe another season, and then when he decides to retire, they could do that. I don't think it would be wise to bring him to be an active part of the team because he's not the same player anymore. Like, fans in Toronto, they were used to that high-flying player, and he's clearly not that guy anymore.
Yeah, but at the same time, he was sort of the face of the franchise for a little bit, and I wouldn't mind him going back to the Raptors. I think that would be pretty cool. Hopefully, you know, maybe just wearing the jersey and not just a one-day contract.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, I don't know if that's anywhere in the Raptors' plans. Who knows? They might trade Kyle Lowry tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting if the NBA decided to add one more team, an expansion team, maybe in Vancouver, maybe in Seattle, maybe somewhere else.
Where is this going?
Well, but I think it would be interesting if the condition to be an expansion team was to only use all-star players or superstars that are in the last 5 years of their careers. So, for example, you could put together a team with Vince Carter, Manu Ginobili, Dirk Nowitzki, Dwayne Wade. Help me here. Other veteran players.
Oh, jeez.
Like extremely veteran.
Extremely veteran.
But superstars. They were superstars. Because Ginobili, even though he was always a bench player or a role player, let's say, he was a superstar for sure.
It would be interesting to see that.
Is Mutombo still playing? No, he's
not. No. It would be really interesting to... Dwayne Wade?
I mentioned Dwayne Wade. What's the name of that guy that... he's very good coming out the bench. Jordan Crawford? Yeah?
No, yeah, Jordan Jamal Crawford. Jamal Crawford, yeah, you're right. Yeah, he doesn't have a team yet.
Yeah, he played with Minnesota last year, I think.
It would be interesting to see that fictional team playing. I think they would be very effective, but, you know, once we start the third quarter, they'd be done. I cannot run.
They could bring back Nate Robinson. He's still young enough to play in the NBA.
Oh, okay, so... For a twist, I like it here. You're bringing someone from the Big Three to the NBA. You're not sending someone from the NBA to the Big Three. That's not very much like you.
Well, because Nate Robinson, he's a guy that he could clearly be playing the NBA still another couple of seasons. It's just that he's too short. He's not a guy that, let's put it this way, he takes it seriously. He's very passionate. Sorry, however. I think he had some problems in the past with some kind of substance that was not allowed in the...
Really?
I don't know. Maybe that's part of the reason.
Wait, are you speculating or are you saying that's part of the reason?
I feel like I remember reading something about it. But please, Nate Robinson, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry for claiming that you smoke weed when you don't.
Oh, but if it was weed, I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, I'm talking about weed. I'm not talking about anything else.
If it's weed, I'm sure he could make a comeback. Mm-hmm. What's his face? OJ Mayo. Remember OJ Mayo? He used to play for the Bucks and he got suspended. And part of it was because he smoked weed. Which I think at this point
Damon
in time...
Damon as well.
I think it's stupid that, you know, the professional athletes get punished for smoking weed. I don't smoke. I have to make that very clear. But I don't see anything wrong with it. Like, I'd rather have professional athletes smoking weed rather than injecting, you know... human growth hormones or horse vitamins, whatever the hell they do.
I think the you know, the rule should be, as long as you don't become Lamar Odom, you're fine.
Oh God. Lamar has he's sick, man. Come on.
I mean, as soon as they start dating a Kardashian.
Laker.
Wait. As soon as a player starts dating a Kardashian, they should be put in a special, you know, course. They should bring retired players, veterans that, you know, like, they've been up and down and they recovered their money, like Anthony Walker, for example. Anthony Walker. Talk to these guys about what could happen and what could start from that. Like, that's only the first step, dating a Kardashian. And then after that, then things will go down.
So,
look at Tristan Thompson, for example.
So Ben Simmons is done. He's dating... one of the younger ones.
Kylie, Chloe.
I don't know. One of them. Well, it starts with K.
Look at Kanye West.
He's doing pretty well.
He's completely crazy. nowadays.
It's not like he wasn't before.
I don't know.
I don't know how we ended up talking about substance abuse and Vince Carter. Those two are not related, by the way. But I'm not excited to see Vince Carter as a Hulk. It's going to be weird. I mean, good on them. Good addition. But, I'm a little bit disappointed he didn't join the Raptors.
There's two things that I would like to hear from our fans. Do we have fans or listeners?
We do. By the way, we got our first review. I didn't tell you. Oh. This is breaking news.
I think that's kind of important for you to share with me, right? I totally forgot.
I'm so sorry.
Part of this project.
You are, yeah. We got our first review on Apple Podcast.
Uh-huh.
It says, "Great stuff!" Exclamation mark.
Oh.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Thank you, random user.
Yeah.
Thank you for the review. If anyone else wants to leave a review, you're more than welcome to. Even if you hate the show, even if you hate our accent, leave us a review. Why not?
So there's two things I would like to hear from our fans or listeners. Please let us know which player you think will be the next one to get in trouble with substance abuse and with a Kardashian. Is it Ben Simmons? Please let us know who's going to be the next NBA player to transition to the Big 3 or to the G League. And then there's a third one. Send us your expansion team composed only by
retired players. Or almost
retired superstars.
Players. I like that,
retired superstars.
Yeah, I know. Help us forming that team that might reach the playoffs with players that have, I don't know, 2 to 5 years out in them. Examples include Dwayne Wade, Dirk Nowitzki, Jamal Crawford.
There's no clear rule there, but I mean, I think we should look at players that you've been feeling for the past two seasons that they should be retired already.
Or that they're thinking of retiring.
Yeah, they should be thinking about it at least.
I'm pretty
sure
some of them.
Because we are thinking about it.
Some of them have been thinking about it. All right, let's move on to the WNBA All-Star Game results. I wasn't able to catch the game, but I watched highlights of it.
I'm so disappointed because I was there.
You were not. Let's face it. Team Parker beat Team Del Don. Even though last week I said that my money wasn't Team Del Don and it was going to be a no contest. It was the exact opposite. It was a really good game, actually. There wasn't as much defense as there usually is in any given game. But it was really exciting.
Right? Liz Cambage.
Liz Cambage had quite a night. Maya Moore was the MVP at the end of the night. It is her third WNBA All-Star Game MVP. So kudos to her. Kudos to Liz Cambage, who dunked.
So we just talked about Air Canada, Vince Carter.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about Qantas, Liz Cambage.
That's
the airline
Qantas.
From Australia, right?
Liz Cambage, if for some reason you're listening to this show, let us know if you want to be known as Liz Qantas Cambage. I'm sure Qantas would love to have a professional athlete sponsoring them. I'm quite sure. I don't know. It doesn't have the same ring as Air Canada.
Yeah. It's not. It's definitely not.
Can you imagine like being a professional athlete and introducing from Sao Paulo, Brazil, at 5'11", Rafael, Gol Airlines, Malagrino.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't work.
Maybe if I was a soccer player. Gol Airlines.
I guess that makes sense.
But not with basketball.
Yeah. Rodrigo Aero Mexico Garcia Rojas doesn't really work.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really good game. I think my hero, Sue Bird, had a fantastic game. She had this crazy no-look pass during the game and this fake where she did the rondo, basically, where you take the ball and you
almost refused to play?
No, Rojas never refused to play.
He kind of quit when he was playing for the Mavs. Remember, he had that problem with Rick Carlisle. Rick Carlisle, yeah.
Yeah, no. But what I'm talking about is when you have the ball, you're gonna go for the layup, and then you fake the behind the back pass, and then you bring it back and you make the layup or you pass it. Mm-hmm. And the other, I can't remember who was guarding her, but she totally bought it, and Super was able to go for the layup. I want a Super jersey so bad. However, I hate this season's jerseys because, unfortunately, they feature the sponsors a lot more.
Big sponsor, right? The logo is big.
And the team's logo is only, it's close to the shoulder,
mm-hmm.
And it's just a badge. So if anyone out there has one of the old Adidas jerseys that have Storm written all over the chest, hit me up. I'm willing to take that out of your hands.
And to be honest, I have nothing against... I'm not against sponsorship at all. As you know, I'm a big soccer fan as well. And, you know, we are used to sponsorship on our team's jerseys. However, like, as you know, the NBA introduced sponsorship last season. Mm-hmm. I think it's perfect where it is. And I think it's big enough to be noticed. Yep. And I think that as a sponsor, if you respect the fact that the fans don't want your logo to be bigger than the team's logo, you will get more support from that fan base if you respect the uniform. And if it's going to be big, then it means that your contribution to that team must be big as well. So clearly the WNBA is doing something wrong, because if they're struggling for money, if they're not able to pay their players a fair wage, because I think it's too far away from what the guys are making in the NBA, and still they're giving all that space to sponsors, there's something wrong. If they get that much space and their logo is that big, they should be paying more. I understand that they are not being as exposed as the brands that are sponsoring NBA teams, because the games are not really televised that often. But you know, still, respect the uniform, and people that support the team will respect your brand as well.
I mean, since we're talking about this, one thing that I want to very quickly talk about is I think I saw footage of some of the players flying to Minnesota for the All-Star game. And I might be wrong here, but some of them flew on a commercial flight. I'm not sure that NBA players fly commercial. Like, they've got their own charter flights, or they partner up with an airline and then they fly around, and they're quote unquote private flights. Shame on everyone, really. Like, these athletes are good enough to deserve their own private flights.
I to be honest, I think everyone that works and needs to go on business trips often, they should get their own private flights, to be honest.
Let it be known that Rafael is saying this because he's flying to Boston tomorrow. He just realized that he got a middle seat, so he wants a private flight at this point.
People that fly often for work, they should get their private jet.
Their private jet. Not even bumped to first class.
I mean, that's a bump to first class works.
Would be good enough.
Yeah, works.
But same with the WNBA athletes. I mean, they deserve better. There was, I think it was Elena Doldon during the All-Star weekend. She wore this t-shirt that said female athlete with the word female crossed out. And I think that we should start talking about WNBA players as just athletes, not just female athletes. They're playing the same game that we do. At this point, it's really a gender-based dilemma, which I would agree that for whatever reasons, maybe the WNBA players are not as strong or as fast, but it's really the same game that we're playing. And their games are better than any pickup game that I've seen in my life.
And also, it's something to be, you know, looked at and analyzed a little bit further. The fact that in the US, really, there's no female professional sports that get as much attention as male professional sports. All the leagues, they move so much money, but only the male version of it.
Correct.
Like for example, think about, of course, NFL, it's different because it's a sport that still people believe that should be played only by guys. And then you have like very, very wrong versions. Not saying that I don't enjoy it, but for example, lingerie football. That's, you know, like that's a stereotype, right?
It is.
But I enjoy it, to be honest. But then you have other sports such as baseball.
Yeah.
Moves a lot of money. Then the female version of that would be softball. I don't think there's a professional, at least the games are not televised.
There might be, I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean, if there's already a disparity between the NBA and the WNBA, I would imagine that in other sports it's just as bad. I mean, take the MLS, for example. There is a women's league for the MLS.
Yeah, MLS, I think it might be a case that gets closer to the WNBA.
Yeah.
Because the soccer in the US became more popular with females.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had early Olympic success and even like World Cup success with the ladies.
True.
So that's why it became more of a female sport.
Yeah, they won a gold medal.
But the Major League Soccer is growing a lot, and people are putting more attention, giving more attention to male soccer than female soccer nowadays as well. It seems like after university for the female athletes is female athletes in the US and even like in other countries, there's not much else. Mm-hmm. Or I mean, there is, but as far as how much they can make, it's completely different.
Yeah.
To the point that many of them would prefer to, you know, stay as Olympic athletes, or I don't know, like for example, the Russian lady that what's her name, Elena Zibayeva, you know which one I'm talking about? Pole vault. That's the name of the sport.
Pole vault. Yeah.
So she makes a lot of money. And she's an Olympic athlete. Of course, they have their, how can I say?
But she was involved in the doping scandal.
Well, she's Russian.
I mean, her and I don't know how many more athletes.
Yeah. I mean, doping in Russia was like institutionalized. So
if anyone here has never heard of this scandal, go check out Icarus on Netflix. Icarus, great documentary.
Netflix, like, Icarus.
I'm spelling out the name of the movie.
Oh, okay,
it's a documentary actually. Fantastic stuff, really, really interesting. But just to wrap up, if you like basketball, then do us a favor and watch at least one WNBA game this summer. At the very least one.
I thought you were going to say, if you like basketball, do us a favor and listen to our podcast.
Also that, if you like basketball, you're going to like Dropping Dimes. Let's move on to our next topic that I'm very excited about, is the Kevin Durant and CJ McCollum beef. This transpired throughout this week. So CJ McCollum of the Portland Trail Blazers, he decided to make his own podcast. I actually have never heard it before. I heard snippets of what happened this week, but he invited Kevin Durant of the Golden State Warriors on his podcast, and they were discussing quite openly, and they were quite frank to each other about Kevin Durant joining the Warriors and DeMarcus Cousins joining the Warriors, which I think to a point it was really funny. Kevin Durant laughed at CJ McCollum for saying that the Blazers had any chance against the Warriors. Kevin Durant laughed out, and he said, "You don't have any chance of beating us." But it seemed like throughout the podcast, things were quite open, and they were going back and forth, but it was in a funny way. Like you and I go back and forth about things, and just getting back at each other. But then, CJ McCollum went on to Twitter, and he started talking about what he really felt about KD and DeMarcus Cousins' moves. He said he would never do that. And then he did this very complicated analogy on how you basically got jumped by a gang, and instead of beating the gang, you joined the gang, and then you sort of complot against your brothers, and then you jump on them. Anyways, like, his point was like, you are joining the bad guys instead of beating them. So that went out on Twitter. Kevin Durant, obviously big user of social media, went out and said, like, dude, I can't believe you're saying all of this, and I just did your podcast.
Okay, I have a problem with both of these guys in this case here. First problem with Kevin Durant, I have a problem related to how he used social media. It seems like he's always concerned he's too concerned with the haters, and he's always trying to reply to everyone.
Yeah.
And he's like, he clearly gives a shit about what other people think about him.
Oh,
and
bleep.
People that really shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, it's not CJ McCollum. CJ McCollum, of course, it's part of the NBA as well. And he's clearly going to read, he's going to read what CJ McCollum is saying.
Yeah.
But there's other people that he shouldn't care about. Just do your job. Go and play basketball. Don't read all the tweets, because that's useless, really.
Yeah.
Same with Brian Colangelo, for example. Like, what's the point of creating fake accounts and having your wife helping you? You know, like...
That's different, but for Kevin Durant, I do feel like he wants that validation. And I don't know why he cares so much about people trolling him on social media. The problem is that he goes back and responds. And it is almost a sport on its own at this point. Talk crap about Kevin Durant on social media and see if he responds to your comments.
Yeah.
It's like, it's because fishing, basically.
That's because people know that he will eventually reply.
That's the problem. And not too long ago, he started arguing with a 16-year-old on Instagram. This kid has his Instagram profile, which has more followers than we do at this point. But he said, KD is overrated or he's not a good leader. And then Kevin Durant started sending him direct messages saying like, bro, why do you say this about me? I never said anything about your page. I respect you. And they were going back and forth. Problem is that the kid was smart enough to post everything online.
Screenshots.
And obviously, I mean, I don't see how an NBA superstar has any business arguing with a 16-year-old. And why should he care about his opinion?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is incredibly successful. Two-time finals MVP, two-time champion. He has no business caring about what other people say about him.
And his decision about joining the Warriors, that's in the past already. He decided. He moved and he joined the Warriors. He's going to have to live with people's opinion for the rest of his life. The moment that he decided to move, he gave people an argument to say maybe he wouldn't have been able to do it by himself in Oklahoma. And that's going to be there forever because he decided to move. And the same with LeBron with the Cavs. Of course, he went back and he gave a title to Cleveland. He gave Cleveland a title. But still, like people will say, he couldn't make it with that first team in Cleveland. And he decided to move and he went and chased rings. And then he eventually came back.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with it. LeBron basically took that first team, or when he was in his first team with the Cavs, he carried that team to the finals, and that's fine. I mean, they clearly outperformed themselves, and then he went to Miami, goes back, and he lived with his decision. That's the important thing. Like, he was aware of what had happened. I don't think he was proud of the decision, quote-unquote, of making that three-hour, or I don't know even how long documentary it was.
I don't know if it's because I really like this, you know, Cinderella stories and underdog stories as well. But I have a tendency of liking superstars like Reggie Miller, Gary Payton, Karl Malone, John Stockton. Even if they didn't get a title, or even like Kobe that stayed with the Lakers his whole career. And you know that I don't really like the Lakers.
You don't, yeah.
I tend to respect them more than I respect other superstars. I do, like, for example, I know that Karl Malone and Gary Payton, and they eventually end up with the Lakers.
And
but that's
the
like last couple of years of their careers, right? But most part of Gary Payton's career was with the Supersonics.
Yeah.
Majority of Karl Malone's career was with the Jazz.
Yeah.
John Stockton stayed there forever. Jeff Hornacek stayed there forever. Reggie Miller stayed with the Pacers forever. I tend to respect these guys more.
But it's a different era as well. I mean,
Robinson, for example.
We cannot judge those athletes and that era based on everything that has, or in today's circumstances, where the players have more of a say on where they go, where owners don't really own the players. It's a dialogue at this point.
And also, I don't think it's a matter of not respecting the fan base. I think it's a matter of not trusting the ownership. So they move not because they don't respect the fans.
They move
because they don't trust the ownership and they don't feel good about that organization. That's why they're moving. And sometimes they move just because they want to get a title. But sometimes they're moving because of the organization. So if that's the case, the fans, I know it's hard,
yeah,
but you shouldn't take it personally, right?
I don't think that, no. Fans, we should be, I guess, mature enough to know that if athletes are moving and they've been outspoken about the reason why they decided to move, then it's nothing on the fan base. Obviously, no one will agree 100%. But again, going back to KD, I think he should stop caring. He said great things about Oklahoma already throughout the years and how he considers that home. I don't think that he needs any more validation. His peers respect him. He's obviously an amazing player. So, KD, if you're listening to us, don't pay attention to what people are saying about you, really. You're an amazing player. You're very accomplished. Don't get in social media beefs with a 15-year-old. Like, if you're going to tweet at someone, then go back at your peers if they talk crap about you.
And stand behind your decisions. I mean, it's... If you decided this way, then now you have to stand behind it. People are gonna have different opinions about it, but you have to stand behind your decision. Think about guys like Muhammad Ali or Bill Russell. they decided to do some things at the time they were professional athletes that were much more controversial, and they were clearly defending a cause. And still, this day, Bill Russell, for example, he's looked at differently than other superstars from the Celtics
yep.
because of how he behaved at the time.
Yeah.
And I don't see him complaining or, you know, like arguing with people. Of course, he doesn't have Twitter because I don't think he knows how to use that. But I don't see him at the barber
Actually,
shop.
He has having Twitter. An argument. He does have Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's the one running it, but you know what I'm going with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's not out there trying to justify himself the whole time. It's done, and he knows that it was the right thing at that time, and that's it.
Yeah, I agree. That was very insightful, Rafael.
Thank you. And then the second thing that I was going to mention, I said I have a problem with both guys in this story.
Yeah.
KD, already mentioned what's my problem with KD in this story. With CJ McCollum, I think that he has more important things to do than running a podcast.
No, I don't mind that part.
But he clearly, like, he's not at a spot, or he's not at a situation right now where he can talk about KD. First of all, he's a sore loser because...
This is your team,
I know,
by the way.
I know, but
so KD, I'm surprised right
KD
now.
KD told him something during the podcast, and instead of, you know, getting back to KD during the podcast and building his argument, he was a sore loser because he went back at KD afterwards with a tweet, because he felt like maybe he listened to the podcast and was like, wow, KD got the best out of this exchange. So he decided to go on Twitter and get back at KD. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's how things should be handled. And I also think that KD has all the right to laugh about it when CJ McCollum says that the Blazers would have a chance playing against the Warriors. We don't have a chance. If we are the second seed?
This past season?
Yeah, second or third. Yeah, second or third seed. And we play against the Pelicans. No, we were second seed and the Pelicans were seventh.
No. It was Rockets, then Warriors, then you guys.
Exactly. That's what I meant to say. Anyways, if you're playing against the Pelicans and you're clearly the favorites and you're not able to beat the Pelicans, and I think it was 4-0, the series?
Yeah, they swept you guys.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Wow. There goes our sweet... seats for the Blazers for next season. Sorry, Portland. We still love you. Cool city, but...
No, and I still love the Blazers, but, you know...
There goes our free seats.
Go
Thanks,
work out. Go to the training camp.
I don't have a problem with them having a podcast. It's the off season. They're more than athletes.
Yeah.
If this is his artistic outlet, then cool. I don't agree with him getting back at KD after the fact. Had that been before his podcast... Then maybe they could have hashed it out during the podcast. But after the fact, I think that's a low blow. That's like me going on Twitter and saying like, oh, I hate my co-host. Where clearly, you know, we could have hashed it out differently. I don't.
Well, you can tell it to my face.
I don't. I don't hate you.
Okay.
I just dislike you sometimes.
Good.
That's different.
I do hate you.
Yeah. No, that's not true. That's not true. All right. Let's move on to the last topic of today's show. The resurgence of Puma. Puma, the brand.
Is there any other thing called Puma?
Why
do you have
know.
To clarify that we're talking about Puma the brand?
I don't know. Just I like saying Puma the brand.
It's the like it's like Puma the animal. Puma the brand.
Well, we could be talking about the animal, but we're not. We're talking about the clothing and sneakers company. There's it's quite a resurgence. They re-entered the basketball world quite aggressively. They started signing a lot of young talent. So most of the people on... This year's draft, so DeAndre Ayton, Marvin Bagley III, Michael Porter Jr., they were immediately signed by Puma to be part of their athletes. Then they signed Rudy Gay, Skylar Diggins, recently Terry Rozier, and one of their first moves was actually to give Clyde Frazier, one of the original athletes that wore Puma, a lifetime deal to be their brand ambassador. They've only released one model as far as I know. I know there's going to be more colorways coming, and there's been a little bit back and forth because one of the younger guys, I think it was DeAndre Ayton, was seen wearing Nike during the summer league, but he said that he's happy with Puma and they're working on a shoe that fits him better. Terry Rozier very recently said that he has worn Nike in the past, but Puma is the brand that he wants to be with.
There's also a different brand, but I think it's worth mentioning. New Balance.
I hate New Balance.
It's also, I like New Balance. I like their like lifestyle them. Shoes.
I don't.
They are also, and I also like their running shoes. They are also discussing, I'm not sure if this is confirmed or not, but I read that Gordon Hayward was talking to New Balance.
Yep.
As you know, New Balance, the headquarters is in Boston.
Are you going to go now that you're in
I've
Boston?
Been, I've been to...
Oh, you've been there?
Yeah, I've been to the you know, like the flagship store and also to the outlet store. But of course, I haven't had the chance to visit the facilities.
Yeah.
If you guys, New Balance, if you listen to our podcast and you want to invite us, I would love to
visit. This podcast is turning into, let's see who becomes our sponsor first.
And also Converse. Converse headquarters is also in Boston.
Converse part of Nike now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But their headquarters is in Boston. But anyways, I was going to mention that one of the guys that signed with Puma, Rudy Gay, going back to our first topic when we talked about Vince Carter, and then we said we wanted to, what team you guys would put together with veterans and, you know, like players that are supposed to retire or were supposed to retire in the past season or should retire at the end of this season. Rudy Gay is a guy that I think could be part of this team.
No. He's got a couple more years. A couple more years?
By
couple, I mean more than two. More like five.
So he played with the Grizzlies.
Yeah?
When they were still here in Vancouver? No.
No. Memphis. God, no. He's not that old. No.
So, okay. He played with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah?
I remember him playing with the Raptors.
Yeah?
The Kings. He played with the Kings.
Yeah?
He played with the Spurs.
He's now with the Spurs, yeah.
Who else?
I can't remember. I think that's it. I would like to think that's it. Because he was with the Grizzlies for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time. And then after that, I guess his trade value didn't plummet, but went down quite a bit. But he's not found his happy spot with the Spurs.
Another guy that played with Rudy Gay and could be part of that pool of athletes as well.
Yeah.
It's Zach Randolph.
Yeah, Zach Randolph, yeah. I don't know how old
he is, but he's clearly out of shape.
He's in his own shape. Zach Randolph is his own shape.
That sounds like a Dove commercial.
No, he's just...
Respect, you know, my shape.
There's like athletic, strong Zach Randolph.
Okay.
Whatever that is. It's effective. I don't know if I would call him strong, beefy, athletic. I don't know. He's just Zach Randolph.
Going back to Puma.
I think it's really cool that there's another brand that is getting into sneakers. Under Armour has been, I would say, underperforming in the last couple of years. And Nike, I'm a huge Nike fan.
But
Adidas has been disappointing.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt. I always interrupt you.
You do, yeah.
I'm here to interrupt you, basically.
Yeah, go for it.
I think it's important to say that Puma... It's not that they're getting into sneakers now. They've been producing shoes and sneakers for a long time and they never stopped. It's just that they're coming back to basketball sneakers.
Yeah.
So Under Armour, for example. Under Armour, they really don't have heritage or story behind that brand. So they don't have like a lifestyle line, or they don't have a lot of options when it comes to other sports other than American football. And they do also... make soccer cleats, but no
Same
one
with
cares.
Baseball cleats.
Baseball and
but
so
no
on.
No one cares about that.
But Puma, for example, Puma was a brand that was always strong with their lifestyle line.
Yep.
They do a great job with soccer
and
jerseys, running, track and field, soccer jerseys.
Racing,
you mean like Formula One?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, they do have that line as well. And they also have... they are well known for innovating when it comes to soccer jerseys, soccer uniform. Some very nice stuff out there. They also are well known for sponsoring African countries, African nations when it comes to soccer jerseys and also track and field. So for example, Jamaica is not African, but you know what I'm going with this, right?
You could have said Senegal.
No, but
Cameroon.
Cameroon.
You're the soccer
No, but
fan
Jamaica.
Here.
I was thinking about Usain Bolt because Usain Bolt is one of the guys that has been wearing Puma for a long time.
Terrible build-up, man. Terrible
yeah,
build-up.
Sorry, but anyways, Jamaica is one of the countries that, you know, it's always making sure that Puma is still relevant because they always get a lot of attention with their runners, with their track and field or
yeah.
and like runners, like Usain Bolt and the other guys that are part of his team.
Usain Bolt and the other guys.
No, there's other famous guys. It's just that I'm not that into track and field to know the name of the other guys. And also the like with Cameroon, with other African nations, when it comes to soccer, they are doing a good job.
Yeah, and their sneakers, their basketball sneakers look pretty cool. They've got that orange and yellow colorway and a black and white coming up, or at least going to hit the shelves pretty soon. I'm excited about it. I'd be willing to try it out. I'm a Nike fan, as I have stated before. If Nike ever wanted to give me free shoes, good God, I think I would have made it in life. If Nike ever wants to invite us to their campus in Oregon, just tell me the day. I'll go there. I take a day off work. I don't know. But... you know, Puma is doing something big. I think it's great because then this forces Adidas and Under Armour to also step their game up when it comes to sneakers. And I think I would like to make an episode just on sneakers and their importance to basketball culture.
And look, growing up, when I was actively playing basketball as part of a team in school and also like at a club in São Paulo, in Brazil... I remember a lot of shoes, a lot of sneakers that I used to play basketball. But I think my favorite ones were always the most unique brands that I could get. Because, of course, in Brazil at the time, it was very hard to get all the different models that you could find in the U.S.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough to, you know, come to the U.S. quite often with my parents. And I would buy some shoes there. And I was always looking for the ones that you couldn't find in Brazil.
Oh, you were that kid.
So... I remember I had a pair of Converse basketball shoes, but not Dwayne Wade. It was a different one. I really, really liked.
Did you have the weapons?
I don't know, but they were like white, black and white, and they were like leather. Very nice.
They were probably the Converse weapons.
And then I still have the Dwayne Wade, but the special edition one. It's like a black with yellow shoelaces.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
I think it's called Rose.
I had the same
right?
model. I was very sad when Dwayne Wade left Converse because that was a unique partnership and those sneakers were really, really... They were really cool and they were really comfortable. I think that was a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
But now he's with Linning.
But looking back, I never bought a pair of Adidas basketball shoes when I was actively playing basketball. And
I
one,
did.
I love the End One Tai Chis.
Yeah.
I love those. I also had two pairs of Penny Hardaway's signature line, different models, you know. And I also had one of Gary Payton's signature model. I don't remember which one it was, but I really liked that shoe as well.
I did have the only pair of Adidas that I've ever had were T-Max.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they look. I didn't like how they felt. They would just crush my foot. But other than that, I've always been a Nike athlete, if I may consider myself one of those.
The Tai Chis, the End One shoes that I had, were always the shoes that I would wear when I was going to play at a park or somewhere that I didn't want people to judge me because I had a shoe that nobody else could get in Brazil. So I avoided using, you know, the Gary Payton signature shoe or Hardaway signature shoe when I was going to play at a park. And I was always wearing the Tai Chis or another pair of End One shoes. Although you could not find End One in Brazil, they didn't look like the kind of shoe that people would go like, wow, these are the Gary Payton shoes and so on, because yeah. Nobody knew End One at the time. And then eventually End One became a bit famous in Brazil. They even came with the tour twice. And I went to the tour.
Oh,
I
wow.
went there. I was there twice when they came with AO and Hot Sauce and Spider and 50 and all these guys that used to play with N1.
I think we should make an entire episode just on sneakers right before the season. We have enough content to talk about.
Yeah.
I'll try to post a photo of my sneakers as a preview. I have one too many, but I'm not ashamed in any way that I have one too many pairs, and then we'll do an entire episode on sneakers.
Yeah, I don't remember which year it was, just to wrap up here, but I remember which year it was that I was in the US with my with my father. He was on a business trip and he took me to buy a new pair of basketball shoes. I was very excited. We went to an outlet and we were looking at two different pairs.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one I ended up buying, but I remember which one I almost bought because it was very unique.
Which ones?
I didn't understand at the time how unique it was, but when Grant Hill was sponsored by Fila, I tried those on.
Yeah.
And my father wanted me to get the Fila branded shoes.
Yeah.
And I ended up buying another one, but I can't remember which one it was.
You messed it up there.
But they were so ugly though. Like they were so ugly.
Aesthetically, I've seen better models. Yeah, I agree. Anyways, let's keep that for another episode. That's all the time we have this week. Like I've said before, thank you everyone for downloading our episode and giving us a chance to be with you and talking about basketball. We'll be back next week with more basketball content and dropping dimes, your 2 cents of basketball. Hit us up on social media. Send us an email. Just don't send us food like Rafael suggested last week.
I still think that's a good
news idea. Newsflash, we're still not sponsored by Red Bull. So we'll keep working on that.
And for next week, since I'm going to Boston, depending on how many likes we get on our Instagram profile this week when we post about our podcast and how many people listen to our podcast, Rodrigo will wear a Celtics jersey next week.
If we get 100 likes on an Instagram post, I will wear a Celtics jersey.
Okay, so then you need to make sure that you mention that when you post tomorrow about the podcast that we will upload on Wednesday.
Sounds
the
good.
Same way you mentioned Red Bull, you're going to mention that that's something that we have for this week.
I like that. If we get 100 likes, I will for sure wear a Celtics jersey.
At least a hat or something. I'm not going to buy a jersey because it's too expensive. A hat.
There's always a vintage store somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm already getting goosebumps. I don't like that idea. But I'll do it.
Okay.
Because I do pay my bets. Rafael, cough, cough. Oh.
You still need to think about something, right?
Anyways, that's all the time that we have. Thank you so much, guys. We'll be back next week with Dropping Dimes, your 2 cents of basketball. Peace out!